news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, after a great Sunday, a beautiful start to your work week, 56 now, and sunny at FM Talk 106.5. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just 1 minute. Start off with the traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We've had a great start across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, you're clear again for the 1065 split. From Cottage Hill, then Metropolis, Airport, and Schillinger, and again off of Moffitt, Spring Hill, and 65. We've seen no delays so far on the way in. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They offer rentals, or they can sell you a new or used cart, too. Cart Doctor is open. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at fmtalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you on board. Just talked to Mike. He was at Gulf State Park hiking around over the weekend. Talked about how beautiful it was and didn't see people, I think he said, weren't freaked out, didn't have masks on. You know, when you're outside, it's the... Yeah, I don't have the, and I have, to be honest with you, just gone into a store one time in the last week or so and had the mask on, which reminds me, I got a story about a person who passed out from the mask. I had a mask on, and I was in the hardware store getting something we had to get to fix something, and I started getting like, I was sweating and kind of, it was just not normal for the airflow there.
It's like breathing into a bag.
It was not my favorite thing. I can't imagine the healthcare professionals, y'all that have to wear those things for long, long hours. My goodness. But yeah, Mike, I'm glad you got outside and enjoyed this weekend. It was gorgeous. I did the same. We'll talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about that. Although, a reminder though, it is Monday. It is Monday, so executive washroom here at Bigler Broadcasting at FM Talk 106.5, or at our studios here at Airport and 65. Obviously, there's been so much hand washing that's gone on that the aerator on a sink that you screw on the end there where it comes out of the faucet, mm-hmm. that aerates, so it doesn't come out as a big glub. It is broken.
Yes, sir.
And I was reminded of that again this morning because it's broken and shoots water out at about a 90-degree angle. So it's Monday, y'all. I flipped that thing on, and just like somebody pointed a hose at me this morning. So it's a good look. It's a good look in here in the studio.
I noticed that too. Luckily, I was out of the line of fire when
Did you get off to the side of it, or would you?
Yeah, I just happened to be, standing to the side of it, and it missed me completely. So
stupid me stood in front of the sink and just got like a complete hose down. Mm-hmm. All right. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and let's get started on this Monday. Lots to talk about here. Coming up, when to open the state of Alabama. Several states are rolling back restrictions today. Also, Georgia last week. What about the timeline here in Alabama? When will it happen, and what are the benchmarks needed to meet that opening? We'll talk about that and get some word from State Health Officer Scott Harris coming up in just a little bit. Plus, when should the economy bounce back? Mnuchin yesterday on Fox News was saying June, July, August should be the recovery of the economy. Or at least on that track. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a little bit. Plus, did you get your PPP money yet if you're a small business? Survey out there says 91% of the people in the survey, businesses had applied for the PPP loan, but only 71% still are waiting for that check. We'll give you details coming up in just a little bit. Speaking of checks, too, you got your paper check.
Yeah, I got my stimulus check over the weekend. And
the individual one-time payment.
That's right, and it did. It came in the mail. It was the paper check. I was not able to receive the direct deposit because since I had last done tax returns, I'd closed that account and opened a new one, and they still had that one on their files. So they were trying to send my direct deposit to an old account. That didn't work, and I was expecting, you know, months before I would receive the paper check. But it was in there this weekend. So I was pleasantly surprised to see that one open the mailbox on Saturday.
All right, good stuff. Also, as we start off each hour of Mobile Mornings, coronavirus by the numbers, with the numbers nationally and then here at the state and then even to a county level, what are we looking like, Dalton?
We're actually nearing 1 million cases of coronavirus in the United States. There have been over 55,000 who have died due to COVID-19. And good news, over 118,000 have now officially recovered from the COVID-19 symptoms. Over the weekend, there were 38,958 new cases on Friday, 35,419 on Saturday, and it dropped pretty massively yesterday, 26,509 new cases from yesterday. When you look at the new death totals over the weekend, 1,957 nationally on Friday. It went up to 2,065 on Saturday. And then another huge drop yesterday in the number of deaths, down to 1,157. Of course, the numbers will be a little different, the peak for the number of cases compared to the peak of deaths, because as testing ramps up, what we're finding are that more people have coronavirus than we originally thought. And that's why I think as we continue to put more and more tests out there, the number of daily new cases will continue to be erratic. We'll see some spikes in that as more new tests are put out there. Locally, in the state of Alabama, there are now 6,421 confirmed cases in the state. 219 have died due to COVID-19. There are over 73,000 tests that have been administered and sent to the Alabama Department of Public Health. And since March 13th, 857 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19. Locally, 161 cases now in Baldwin County with 3 confirmed deaths. There have been 2,431 tests administered in Baldwin County. 917 cases in Mobile County as we continue to inch towards that 1,000 mark. And there have been 41 who have died due to coronavirus here in Mobile with over 6,500 tests administered. 26 cases in Washington County with 1 death. 25 cases in Clark County with 1 death. 12 cases with 1 death in Monroe County, 25 cases in Escambia County with 1 death, 32 cases in Choctaw, 9 in Kanaka, and 56 cases in Wilcox County with 1 death. And looking at the daily numbers across the state, there were 194 new confirmed cases on Friday, 187 on Saturday, and 208 yesterday. Those 3 days are lower than each of the 3 days prior and much lower than our peak of 339 new confirmed cases from back on April 9th. There were 12 deaths in the state on Friday, 4 on Saturday, and 6 yesterday, which is also much lower than the peak of 34 from last week on April 22nd, and there were 31 on April 21st. So good to see those numbers start to drop.
That's right. And what about those numbers and what it means for a decision to reopen the state? Friday on Capital Journal, Don Daly had State Health Officer Scott Harris on, and they said this.
Rather than rushing, the Georgia governor has been accused, that must be a comfort to public health officials like yourself.
Yeah, well, the governor has a lot of different things to consider. But what she has said, and I support completely, is that the White House has given us very clear guidelines about, you know, when it makes sense to move forward with things, and we've discussed this on this program before, I believe, but we want to see, you know, a certain decline in cases over a couple of week period. We want to make sure our hospital capacity is preserved correctly. We want to make sure that other measures that we have of the symptoms that people have who are going to emergency departments and clinics, that those are headed in the right direction. So all those are factors that can help play into the decision. I don't think there's one single number that determines, you know, a yes or no answer on any of those, but all those are very important, and the governor has said several times that she thinks that's important for us to look at.
All right, so there's a discussion of what may go into the decision making. I know that May 4th, they're talking about going back for the legislature to reconvene in Montgomery. And part of that story, too, is State Senator Vivian Figures from down here in our area says that's too soon. Doesn't want to go back on May 4th. There's going to be a question on, who will show up. I don't know how exactly you compel members of the legislature, I will look in that, to be there on an opening date. Vivian Figures says that's too early. We'll talk more about that story coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports.
The NFL draft wrapped up on Saturday and set all kinds of viewing records. I'll let you know how many people tuned in over the weekend, and also let you know where the Alabama and Auburn players ended up. Where will they be playing pro ball? I'll tell you coming up in sports.
Also talking about the money out there, there's the individual or business level, but there's also, state and local governments are looking for money from the CARES Act and the federal government payout. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
House and Senate Democrats wanted to add more funding for state and local governments in the interim coronavirus stimulus package that passed last week. But many Republicans, most notably Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, pushed back. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN's State of the Union, while the interim funding package left out the funding for the states, she's not giving up the fight.
As I say to members, judge it for what it does. Don't criticize it for what it doesn't, because we have a plan for that, and that will happen.
Why is funding for state and local governments so important? Because unlike the federal government, every state but Vermont is required to maintain a balanced budget. Senator McConnell set off alarm bells among governors in several states last week when he said states should be allowed to declare bankruptcy. Current law, however, doesn't allow them to do so. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on NBC's Meet the Press says bankruptcy is not an option.
We won't go bankrupt, but we'll gut the living daylights out of things like educators, first responders, the very folks we desperately need.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says states are in a hole because shutdowns due to the coronavirus have deprived them of revenue. And that, he says, is a serious problem.
This is about police officers, about fire, about sanitation being operative, so small businesses that we've invested $500 billion or so dollars to keep them afloat, so that they actually have a place where they can reopen.
At a news conference in New York City's Times Square, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Congress cannot sit idly by while state and local governments struggle.
One thing is certain, we Democrats will ask for a very large infusion of money to the states and localities.
Several GOP senators have aligned themselves with Leader McConnell. Florida's Rick Scott tells reporters, quoting here, "I don't have an interest in bailing out states like California, Illinois, and New York." North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis said he would not support a broad-based bailout. But Speaker Pelosi on CNN says, "Let there be no doubt.
We will have state and local, and we will have it in a very significant way."
Congress is out until at least the beginning of May, but members are already working on the next stimulus package that they hope will get a vote as soon as they come back. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
718 FM Talk 1065. And remember, you can always drop us a text at 343-0106, plus online at FMTalk1065.com. Check us out Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, plus we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and Sports with Dalton on the way next.
I'm attorney Matt Morgan. During these uncertain and trying times, it's important you know our team is working overtime and we are here and fully enabled to fight for you. With video conferencing and a digital sign-up process, our firm is able to electronically sign your case up from the comfort of your home, no office visit necessary. We will get through this together and we are here for you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Now pound law on yourself. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Starting today, healthcare officials across Mobile County will expand their operations to fight COVID-19. The Mobile County Health Department and Family Health plan to make more services available for children and patients who may have the virus. Meanwhile, USA Health is making changes to its staff this week. USA Health says they are flexing their staff levels to meet the needs of patients. In a statement, the hospital says they are properly staffed. The Alabama State Legislature is scheduled to head back to work next week, but State Senator Vivian Davis Figures, who represents Mobile, is asking lawmakers to delay reopening the legislature. Figures sent a letter to Senate President Del Mar saying there's no way to maintain social distancing in the cramped buildings. Six people were rescued when their boat capsized off the coast of Dauphin Island. The Coast Guard got the call about 11 o'clock Saturday night. When they arrived, they found the 22-foot boat capsized and all six people in the water. Five were wearing life jackets and one was holding on to a cooler. All six are doing okay. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio and just in time to talk about the upcoming swarming. Talk termites with me, man.
Well, you know, the swarm season usually lets people know that they're there, but if you're not seeing swarms, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a termite problem.
Uh-oh.
So our recommendation would be to call us. Let's send out a home evaluator. He can do the inspection on your home, let you know if he's seen anything at the time he does the inspection, or be preventative and let us put the Centricon Always Active system in place and protect your home.
Okay, so we could not be seeing anything active like a swarm or anything like that, and the termites could be chewing on our house.
Yeah, typically the termites are in the ground or they could be in a wall, and you're not going to see them until swarm season time, unless you happen to see like the dirt tubes or something on that on the outside of the house.
But y'all can come out and do that inspection and find them.
We're going to send the home evaluator out, do the inspection. If we identify anything, we can address it at the time. If not, we can always put Centricon Always Active around the house and start protecting your house from day one.
All right, Austin, how do we get in touch with y'all?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
720 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 NFL Draft wrapped on Saturday, and with a lack of live sports to watch because of coronavirus, it was expected that the virtual draft would set viewing records. Well, yesterday, the NFL announced that the 2020 draft is the most watched ever, with more than 55 million viewers tuning in during the three-day event. That's a 35% jump from last year's total. An average of 8.4 million people watched all 3 days of the draft. That's over 2 million more than last year. And the NFL's Draft-a-thon fundraising campaign raised nearly $100 million for COVID-19 relief efforts. The SEC led all conferences with 63 picks over the seven rounds of the draft. That falls just shy of tying the league's own record of 64 selections. They set that in last season's draft. It was also a record-setting day for LSU. The reigning national champions led all teams with 14 draft picks. That broke the SEC record for the most by a single team and tied Ohio State's 2004 class for the most by any program in a given year. Alabama had 9 players selected. Former quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was selected 5th overall by the Miami Dolphins. Offensive tackle Jedrick Wills went to Cleveland with the 10th overall pick. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs went to the Las Vegas Raiders with the 12th pick, and wide receiver Jerry Jeudy was selected by Denver with the 15th pick. In the second round, safety Xavier McKinney was picked by the New York Giants. Cornerback Trevon Diggs went to Dallas, and defensive lineman Raekwon Davis went to Miami. In the third round, linebacker Terrell Lewis was picked by the LA Rams, and linebacker Anfernee Jennings was selected by the New England Patriots. Tide safety Jared Maiden signed as an undrafted free agent with San Francisco, while safety Shaheem Carter signed with the New York Jets. Auburn tied its school record with 6 players selected over the weekend. Defensive lineman Derek Brown was selected 5th overall by Carolina. Cornerback Noah Igbinoghene was selected by Miami with the 30th pick in the first round. Defensive lineman Marlon Davidson was picked in the second round by Atlanta. Offensive tackle Jack Driscoll went in the 4th round of Philadelphia. Safety Daniel Thomas was selected by Jacksonville in the 5th round. And offensive tackle Prince Tega Wanogo will join his former teammate Driscoll in Philly after the Eagles selected him in the 6th round. Auburn had a bunch of undrafted free agents. Wide receiver Will Hastings and edge rusher Nick Coe signed with the New England Patriots. Offensive lineman Markell Harrell signed with Buffalo. Defensive back Javaris Davis signed with Kansas City. And defensive back Jeremiah Denson agreed to a deal with Detroit. Offensive guard Mike Horton signed with Carolina. Fullback Spencer Nye with Pittsburgh. And punter Aaron Sipos with Detroit. Former Theodore High School and Florida Gators running back LaMichael Pirine was drafted in the 4th round by the New York Jets. And former University of South Alabama punter Corliss Waitman signed a deal with Pittsburgh. In some other NFL news, the New Orleans Saints made some major moves at quarterback over the weekend. A report surfaced yesterday morning that the Saints have agreed to a 1-year deal with Jameis Winston, who will serve as a backup behind Drew Brees. Then hours later, news broke that the Saints have signed Taysom Hill to a 2-year contract extension. His 2-year deal is for $21 million with $16 million guaranteed. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwick, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Time to check tax tips brought to you by Byers, Myers, and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS is closely watching cryptocurrency investors and actively auditing people who may not have reported all of their transactions. So be diligent in noting all of your income on your tax returns. Taxpayers have to follow basic rules that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported on a tax return. If you think you may not have reported all of your cryptocurrency holdings in previous years, consult a tax advisor about how to proceed. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. FM Talk 1065 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 1065, turning up your voice.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No major delays. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the causeway still very quiet. No problems from Tillman's Corner and Theodore out towards Grand Bay and Wilmer Road on I-10. Just watch for the radar. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale is open through appointment only. They've got a great sale on Mohawk Aero Carpet. Also amazing deals on their 20-mil wear layer engineered waterproof vinyl plank with stone polymer core. Starting at $299, see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will take, I'm sure, a victory lap after yesterday. Gosh, it was gorgeous yesterday. Talk to him in just a few. Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about the leading economic indicators out there. Larry, how's business been at LCM?
It's been tremendous. It's really been great, way beyond our expectations, and we sure appreciate it.
It's a, it's, you know what, you bring the vehicles to town that people are looking for, whether you get them from here or afar, you have those vehicles. You're always talking about something that makes me go, ooh, that's a vehicle I need to look at.
Well, like I said, we've always listened to our customers. If we don't have it in stock, we try to find it for them, or we make a little mark on the wall, hey, let's try to buy one of these and see what happens.
Also, you've got the financing options. The old days of getting financing and then coming to see y'all, that's over. We can come get that done in one stop.
Absolutely. You know, the credit unions have really gotten aggressive. Of course, we got secondary lenders, we got finance companies, we got banks. So we got people scattered throughout the Southeast to handle financing. Like I say, we can do it right here on site, hopefully in 30 minutes or less.
All right. Give folks directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, John.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and talk about the forecast for this week. We do have another round of rain coming in, possible severe weather midweek. He'll run that timeline for us in just a couple minutes. Check in with WKRG next, right here on FM Talk 1065.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Starting today, healthcare officials across Mobile County will expand their operations to fight COVID-19. The Mobile County Health Department and Family Health plan to make more services available for children and patients who may have the virus. Meanwhile, USA Health is making changes to its staff this week. USA Health says they are flexing their staff levels to meet the needs of patients. In a statement, the hospital says they are properly staffed.
The Alabama State Legislature is scheduled to head back to work next week, but State Senator Vivian Davis Figures, who represents Mobile, is asking lawmakers to delay reopening the legislature. Figures sent a letter to Senate President Del Mar saying there's no way to maintain social distancing in the cramped buildings. Six people were rescued when their boat capsized off the coast of Dauphin Island. The Coast Guard got the call about 11 o'clock Saturday night. When they arrived, they found the 22-foot boat capsized and all six people in the water. Five were wearing life jackets and one was holding on to a cooler. All six are doing okay. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes invites you to shop for a Liberty Safe during the month of April and receive 90 days deferred payments when you sign up to purchase a Liberty Safe at 0% interest for 12 months. Own the Liberty Safe you really need and let Mike Ward's professional staff deliver it for you. All sales over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Just order online or call the store for hours, and remember, it's service after the sale. Mike Ward's, located at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile or next to Walmart in DI.
Special report, coronavirus update. I'm Christopher Cruz. More states are reopening businesses today, hoping they won't see an increase in coronavirus cases. Correspondent Martin Savage is near Atlanta this morning.
Restaurants and theaters are allowed to resume business in the state of Georgia, joining salons, tattoo parlors, and gyms, already able to operate. Some local leaders fear Governor Brian Kemp is encouraging workers to return far too soon.
Many of the businesses have been closed for more than a month. Some members of Congress are working on legislation to get money to struggling state and local governments, says Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Congress is out until at least the beginning of May, but members are already working on the next stimulus package that they hope will get a vote as soon as they come back.
The coronavirus count at this hour, almost 55,000 dead in the U.S., almost 966,000 infections. The virus has killed more than 207,000 people worldwide. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. German sportswear maker Adidas' first quarter profits skidded 95%. As the virus spread across the world, the group was forced to close stores, beginning in a vital growth market, China. Even as sales there have begun to rebound, closures across much of the rest of the world, amounting to more than 70% of Adidas' total network, means the group is still not able to provide an outlook for the full year. BP today confirmed its expectations to complete the disposal of its Alaska business to Hillcorp Energy in June for $5.6 billion, and it has agreed to adjust some terms of the deal to reflect current market conditions. Volkswagen has resumed vehicle production at its Wolfsburg plant in Germany at 10 to 15% of capacity. The German carmaker says 8,000 employees will return to work on a one-shift basis, and the first vehicle that will be produced by the passenger car brand is the Golf. On Wall Street, futures are sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. Will serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
United Way's 211 service is an important resource for first responders, health professionals, government agencies, and local leaders. A firefighter can refer a family that lost their home for immediate disaster service. An ER nurse can refer a patient that needs help filling a life-saving prescription. Law enforcement can refer a crime victim for counseling. The 211 service is available to anyone in Choctaw, Clark, Mobile, and Washington counties. 211, a service of United Way of Southwest Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You got any checks from the Chamber of Commerce from Baldwin County or Mobile County yet? Anything for the last couple days of weather? I mean, this weekend, Chamber of Commerce.
Especially yesterday. That's been the prettiest day so far this year.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Not only were the skies blue, they were like blue, and it was beautiful out. What did we do over the weekend? I know you gave it a high scale here for the weekend weather scale. Let's talk about Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we were up to a 1.912, I believe. I had mentioned some clouds coming in the morning on Saturday, and they did. That was with the passage of a cold front. Really didn't feel the effects until Saturday night and Sunday, because Saturday afternoon, we got to 87. That was just 1 degree from a record. But yesterday, 78 for the high, and it looks like we're going to do that again today with sunny skies. Should be very, very pleasant. Tonight, mostly clear, and the low will be in the mid-50s. And by the way, with these clear skies like last night and tonight, it's a pretty sight up above the western horizon with the moon and also the planet Venus, which is very, very bright. So tonight, mostly clear. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, up to 82 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, we'll get some rain in the forecast. Clouds will come in Tuesday night and Wednesday. A very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, and some of those thunderstorms could be severe. We're going to see a cold front move in later in the day, and therefore showers and thunderstorms will precede that front, and the best chance for any kind of severe activity will be in the afternoon on Wednesday. Wednesday night, we clear off, we cool back into the 50s, and then on Thursday, sunny around 80 degrees, very pleasant, and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, sunny skies will continue to warm up so that over the weekend, highs will be in the upper 80s for Saturday and Sunday.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, so the severe weather during the daytime, more on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it looks like daytime and most likely during the afternoon as that cold front gets closer and closer to the Gulf Coast.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, if they didn't get a copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and now they're sheltering at home, they can still do it online.
Oh, yes, and it's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. That's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. Get right in, and you'll be able to go through the 2020 edition of the Almanac.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
61 now at FM Talk 106.5 and heading for another beautiful day. I like it. Can get used to this. 7:37, we'll check traffic coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we learn how Third Realm Creations' Chris Cockrell and his team are making augmented and virtual reality products for business purposes. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
This is Daniel Dennis, president of Roberts Brothers Real Estate. In spite of COVID-19, right now is the best home buying market we've seen in a long time. Interest rates are at unprecedented lows, and the number of homes available is finally increasing. Our agents are giving personalized virtual showings, and you don't even have to get out of your car. With every challenge, there's an opportunity in disguise. If you're considering buying or selling, go to robertsbrothers.com, and let's get started.
Are they a movie business or a technology business? Chris Cockrell says they're a little of both. That's because Third Realm Creations uses technology to make virtual reality and augmented reality products that are used in training and development environments that look and feel like movies. The technology continues to evolve to put the user in more lifelike environments where, for example, safety is an issue. Rather than sending someone to train at the top of a cell tower, they can recreate it using virtual reality. Folks, this stuff is amazing. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Regions, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we have a new accident with injuries on Highway 90 and Coca-Cola Road. Just happened a few minutes ago. Emergency vehicles are still heading there, so be careful. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays from Daphne, Malbus, and Loxley and I-10. Plenty of state troopers there and also northbound 65 to Saraland. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help you get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They offer rentals or they can sell you a new or used cart, too. Car Doctor is open. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey,
right, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. So it's back to the races, I guess, today for banks and small businesses that did not get money from the PPP before it ran out. And I saw a Goldman Sachs survey of 1,790 participants, and it was in the firm's 10,000 small business program, all right? So it's something that Goldman Sachs is running, and conducted by Babson College and David Binder Research. They found out that 91% of their small businesses involved in this, the 10,000, had applied for PPP loans, and 71% were still waiting for money from the PPP.
Wow.
So today, the money is back in the mix. So you've got this race out there. U.S. banks are set for another chaotic dash to grab $310 billion in fresh small business aid due to be released by the government today after some of the rules of the first-come, first-served scheme that have been changed. They've edited, they've put certain money for these small businesses and cut it up different ways. We'll see how it goes and talk more about it this week right here on FM Talk 106.5. You also mentioned over the weekend people honking in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in my neighborhood...
Drives me crazy, the honking. Was this people like waiting for somebody to come out and get in the car?
It might have been, but I think the majority of the honking in my neighborhood this weekend... Well, first off, there were tons of us out walking the neighborhood. The weather was so nice. But across the street from me, we've got some new neighbors, and I guess three of them had birthdays on the same day or around the same day. So they had a drive-up birthday party, and you didn't have to be invited to be part of the party.
Just show up.
Yeah, they just ask that you honk when you drive by, honk a happy birthday to the people in there. So I was wondering, you know, how many people out there are having these drive-up birthday parties, you know, where you just kind of, if you're just driving by some stranger and you honk, that's one thing, but other people that you know, family and friends that are making their way over to your house to give you a kind of happy birthday honk, I think that's becoming more common now.
And by the way, side note on that, what do y'all do when you, because you make it hard on somebody like me who does not have the huge letters to put in the front yard for my children's birthdays. You've seen those. Happy birthday, happy 10th birthday or whatever, and child's name, and the letters are like, I don't know, 2 or 3 feet tall. You know, you've seen these, right?
You've yeah, very fancy.
What, do y'all have, I'm really interested, do y'all have that as like happy birthday and then, you know, the letters for your children's names, and then you have a box full of the number? Where do you store that? Where do you put that stuff until next year? Is it like Christmas decorations or whatever? Do you put it up and then break it back out? Do you rent those things? Are they one-time deal? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like big signage in a front yard, even when we're not in a stay-at-home order. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were doing that, and I'd drive by, and I'd get jealous because I would direct my children's attention to the other side of the road and say, look, God, there's a puppy or something, so they wouldn't see it and then, you know, expect that at our house.
We were wondering the same thing. We were talking about it yesterday. My daughter had her first birthday just a few months ago, and we had one of those blow-up numbers. Just the number one is all we needed this mm-hmm. time. But I was asking
what
my
do you
wife
do with that now?
Said, do we hold on to that until she turns 10 and then we just get a zero to pair with it? Unfortunately, I threw it away pretty quickly after we were done with it.
There's got to be a market.
Was a question.
There's got to be eBay or something. You can be able to, you know, because I'd rather buy it. It's gently used for one day for a birthday. I don't know. What about y'all? Have y'all done the drive-by birthdays? Or are you doing anything like that, like they did in Dalton's neighborhood? Oh, and speaking of drive-bys, you see that a drive-by, let me get the story here. Dateline, West Monroe, Louisiana. Deputies in Louisiana have arrested a man in connection with a drive-by shooting at the estate of Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson.
What?
Yeah, so the story from WKRG says the Wachita Parish Sheriff's Office said Saturday that Daniel King Jr. was booked into a correctional center after two homes at Robertson's estate, they said, was struck by gunfire. But were. Struck by gunfire on Friday afternoon. No one was injured. Robertson told the News Star that the family was shook up after a bullet went through the bedroom window of a home his son shares with his wife and infant child. It was not immediately clear if King had a lawyer or would comment on his behalf. So I would be expecting mallards or wood ducks or teal or something to do the drive-by on the Duck Dynasty estate, but it's this guy. So somebody goes by and shoots up.
That's ridiculous.
Willie Robertson's estate.
We do have an answer for you on these big letters and numbers that people put out in their yards for the kids' birthdays. Amanda says you rent them online. I'm doing it for my daughter's 16th birthday. It's about $65 to $75 for a one-time message, and she said she uses Signed Gypsies of North Mobile, and they have a Facebook page if anyone out there is trying to celebrate a birthday birthday during these trying times.
See, this, thank you, Amanda. We know that this audience knows everything. That's why I ask these questions, not just rhetorically. I'm looking for answers. See, there we go. That makes sense. You rent them versus I was just picturing, where do you put those things until
keep
next
them in
year?
The shed.
Right, 7:45. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Moe's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne. Maaco Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Maaco Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Starting today, healthcare officials across Mobile County will expand their operations to fight COVID-19. The Mobile County Health Department and Family Health plan to make more services available for children and patients who may have the virus. Meanwhile, USA Health is making changes to its staff this week. USA Health says they are flexing their staff levels to meet the needs of patients. In a statement, the hospital says they are properly staffed. The Alabama State Legislature is scheduled to head back to work next week, but State Senator Vivian Davis Figures, who represents Mobile, is asking lawmakers to delay reopening the legislature. Figures sent a letter to Senate President Del Mar saying there's no way to maintain social distancing in the cramped buildings. Six people were rescued when their boat capsized off the coast of Dauphin Island. The Coast Guard got the call about 11 o'clock Saturday night. When they arrived, they found the 22-foot boat capsized and all six people in the water. Five were wearing life jackets, and one was holding on to a cooler. All six are doing okay. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
7:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 NFL Draft wrapped up on Saturday, and with a lack of live sports to watch because of coronavirus, it was expected that the virtual draft would set viewing records, and it did, easily. The NFL announced yesterday that the 2020 draft is the most watched ever, with more than 55 million viewers tuning in during the three-day event. It's a 35% jump from last year's total. An average of 8.4 million people watched all 3 days of the draft. That's over 2 million more than last year. And the NFL's Draft-A-Thon fundraising campaign raised nearly $100 million for COVID-19 relief efforts. The SEC led all conferences with 63 picks over the seven rounds of the draft. That falls just shy of tying the league's own record of 64 selections. They set that in last season's draft. It was a record-setting day for LSU. The reigning national champions led all teams with 14 draft picks. That broke the SEC record for most by a single team, and it tied Ohio State's 2004 class for the most by any program in a given year. Alabama had 9 players selected. At 5th overall, the Miami Dolphins picked quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. The Cleveland Browns selected Jedrick Wills, the offensive tackle from Bama, with the 10th overall pick. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs went to the Las Vegas Raiders with the 12th pick, and wide receiver Jerry Jeudy was picked by Denver at number 15. In the second round, safety Xavier McKinney was selected by the New York Giants, cornerback Trevon Diggs was selected by the Dallas Cowboys, and defensive lineman Raekwon Davis was picked by Miami. And in the third round, linebacker Terrell Lewis was selected by the LA Rams, and linebacker Anthony Jennings was selected by New England. Tied safety Jarrad Maiden signed as an undrafted free agent with San Francisco, while safety Shaheem Carter signed with the New York Jets. Auburn tied its school record with 6 players selected over the weekend. Defensive lineman Derek Brown was selected 7th overall by the Carolina Panthers. Cornerback Noah Igbinoghene was selected by Miami with the 30th pick in the first round. Defensive lineman Marlon Davidson was picked in the second round by Atlanta. Offensive tackle Jack Driscoll went in the 4th round to Philadelphia. Safety Daniel Thomas was selected by Jacksonville in the 5th round. And offensive tackle Prince Tega Wanogho will join his former teammate Driscoll in Philly after the Eagles selected him in the 6th round. Lots of undrafted free agents for Auburn. Wide receiver Will Hastings and edge rusher Nick Coe signed with New England. Offensive lineman Markell Harrell signed with Buffalo. Defensive back Javaris Davis agreed to a deal with Kansas City. And defensive back Jeremiah Denson agreed to a deal with Detroit. Offensive guard Mike Horton is signing with Carolina. Fullback Spencer Nye with Pittsburgh. And punter Aaron Sipos with Detroit. Jalen Hurts, the former Alabama quarterback and former Oklahoma quarterback, was picked in the second round by Philadelphia. And former Theodore High School and Florida Gators running back LaMichael Perine was drafted in the fourth round by the New York Jets. In some other NFL news, the New Orleans Saints made some major moves at quarterback over the weekend. A report surfaced yesterday that the Saints have agreed to a one-year deal with Jameis Winston. He'll serve as Drew Brees' backup this season. Hours later, news broke that the Saints have signed Taysom Hill to a two-year extension. The two-year deal with Hill is for $21 million, with $16 million guaranteed. In NASCAR, Alex Bowman beat Corey LaJoie and Ryan Preece to the line in a three-wide photo finish at a virtual Talladega Super Speedway. And in NBA news, the association will reportedly allow teams to open their practice facilities again starting on May the 1st. It's more than 6 weeks after it suspended operations due to COVID-19. According to ESPN, teams will be allowed to reopen those facilities only if their respective local governments have eased the stay-at-home orders. Teams will not be permitted to require players to work out at the facilities, but they will allow them to do so on a voluntary basis. No organized team activities or group workouts will be allowed. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwick, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hey, this is Sean, and I host a couple shows here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm also one of the owners of this station, and because of that, I feel like I'm in a unique position to be a voice for local small business. Our station works hard to be a voice for coastal Alabama, just like our advertisers work hard to bring great products and services to all of us. Local small business provides more jobs to more of your friends and family than any other class of employer. So I'm asking a favor of you for all of us. Shop local with the businesses that are vital to our local economy. Thanks for your help, and we'll all get through this together.
7:53 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Philip at the master control in there. And we'll talk to you next hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. I just got a note. Funny, we just talked about that, and I got a note on my Facebook feed here. You have a drive-by birthday party to do today. So I got that on my to-do
just
list.
Make sure the horn's working in the car.
It will be a lot for me to honk the horn. It takes a lot for me to honk the horn. Mm-hmm. And I'm driven. There's the happy honk that this is. The one that gets me is back before these days, the people that would sit in a driveway and honk the horn for somebody to come out over and over and over again. I don't know what it is, but it just drives me bizarre.
Yeah, we actually have a vehicle that was it was in an accident a while back, and somehow that affected the horn. So it's a really weak kind of meh. Whenever you blow the horn, it's so weak that whenever I'm cut off and I'm driving this vehicle, or if there's a need for me to actually blow the horn, I will resist because it makes me look so
You think you're
weak.
Diminished by
it's,
it?
It's such a bad horn. I've got to get that thing fixed.
Is your masculinity diminished because of the horn on that thing?
Yeah, but it is the perfect happy birthday honk.
Well, good.
I'll
good
save to have it for that.
Yeah. To say, hey, we got to take the birthday car out to do this. All right, coming up next hour, let's talk about the timeline for reopening the state of Alabama. The 28th is the date that Governor Ivey said that they would have the press conference, and that's tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? And then by the end of the week is when it looks like, at least on the what has been said so far, that's the opening. Look for, this coming weekend. May 4th is Monday. So, May 4th-ish, that's when they're talking about going back up in Montgomery, even though it's weird. I thought they would wait till the 5th, because usually they do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the legislature, but they're still saying May 4th. I know that Vivian Figures has said that that's too early. She sent a letter to Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh about that being too early. What do you think? The question is, with Georgia open now, to some degree, you got Mississippi with a semi, they're rolling back some things. Mm-hmm. Florida talking about doing the same thing. When to open up the state? You've got the gates and phases the president had talked about. You also have the conversation here in Alabama with the number of cases. And we're looking at, it varies day to day, but I guess you're looking for a downward trend mm-hmm. over, they said 2 weeks.
Right.
But, I don't know if all states are going to comply with 2 weeks.
And the way they count that is the number of new confirmed cases as a percentage of the total of confirmed cases. And I think that the benchmark, and I might be wrong on this, I think the benchmark is you want the number of new confirmed cases daily to be less than 4% of the total confirmed cases. And you need to see that for 2 weeks. But it'll be interesting with Alabama's stay-at-home order currently going through Thursday, through April 30th. Will they, as we start to reopen the economy, kind of go by the ideas that were set out by the Small Business Task Force, where they said you should open these, I think they're safe to open these by May 1st with these kind of rules, like the beaches. They
right.
were saying maybe open those to recreational activities, jogging, fishing, things of that nature, but not truly open the beaches to allow people to sit out there in groups of 10 until maybe mid-May.
Yeah, okay, yeah, they said recreationally, but not for businesses to have, like, the not lawn chairs, whatever they are, the chaise
beach
lounges,
chairs,
the
yeah.
beach chairs, and the umbrellas. Never used those in my life, so I'm unfamiliar with how that works. But getting people back to the beach, getting businesses open back up. Of course, the question is, when is too early? So we'll talk about that. And also, next hour, I want to talk about what changes do you think stick? What things that we're doing now, as we go through a recovery, what will be a scar? You can look at it that way. A new way of doing things. Will there be more businesses do telecommuting? Will there be more places that people do takeaway and don't go into the restaurant? Will there be different ways of setting up tables in a restaurant or chairs in a barber shop? Or what do you think sticks around after we reopen? We'll talk about that when we come back. Phone number 343-0106.